Yeah. All right, so obviously, like, you just got selected for the All-Star game, so congratulations on that. But what first thing I wanted to ask you was, what has surprised you the most since you've signed, gotten to West Virginia, and now been through, like, 2 months of your professional career?
Mainly just, you know, keeping my body in shape. You know, go out there and play it every day. You have to really take care of it and eat right. And I don't think anything necessarily physically on the baseball field has surprised me, but yeah, I just think the everyday grind and keeping my body, you know, in the best shape possible.
What's been the easiest, something that's easier than you thought?
I think honestly, just preparing every single day. I think I've always, you know, conducted my business the right way and gone about it the right way. So just doing it every single day. That's what professional baseball requires.
Yep.
And it actually hasn't been much of a challenge to come to the field every day and be locked in at all times.
At the end of the day, it's still just baseball, right?
Exactly. I mean, right. It's just a game. I'm out here trying to have fun and enjoy myself. So, you know, it's easy to get discouraged, you know, especially professional baseball. There's so many ups and so many downs, probably more downs than ups. But the good thing about playing every day as a position player is you get to just stay the course the whole time and get to come out the next day and try again. Go for 4, you got tomorrow. So that's the best part.
So one of my questions was, what was the biggest mental adjustment you had to make? Because obviously you play on some big stages, but this is professional. I was going to ask if there were any mental hurdles, but it sounds like, again, it's just baseball.
Right. I mean, you know, some situations dictate a little more out of you, and I guess staying in the moment would really be the mental adjustment, just staying in each moment and just going pitch to pitch.
Yeah. Speaking of pitch to pitch, what do you think, were there any surprises when the way guys are pitching you as opposed to college, any kind of surprises there or anything like that?
It's crazy. Like, I almost had to learn how to hit a fastball again because in college it just felt like I got so few. And now I've gotten more on the fastball, and then when they start mixing breaking balls again, I just have to keep on going back and forth. So for me, it's just trying to find a happy medium between the two.
I feel like guys are challenging you more with both breaking,
yeah,
and fastballs, yeah?
Right.
Any specific, like, location differences you're just seeing, or anything just or just the difference is that great between college?
I mean,
and
I think, like, early it was a lot of breaking balls down that I was swinging at, and then once I made the adjustment there, then they started throwing fastballs up and I started swinging at those. So I've gotten better at the last at least few days to not swing that fastball up, but I really just need to stay in my zone. And so I mean, I'm starting to get adjusted to it and seeing every pitch in every location, and I'm starting to get a lot more comfortable.
Now, when you were at college, did they, South Alabama, right?
Correct.
Did they really do much with analytics and information, or was it just more of just like a basic approach there, and then the Pirates kind of ramp up with it?
Yeah, it really wasn't. We didn't really get into too much video or anything like that. I mean, like, we would video our swings with each other, like some of my teammates.
Set up an iPhone or
right.
a GoPro or something?
Mm-hmm. And we would kind of go off of that, but I mean, your cage swing and your game swing is going to be a little bit different. So, yeah, the Pirates definitely have a lot more to offer in that aspect, but I try not to look at that stuff too much because I think if I, you know, look at that stuff, I'll think it's more of my swing than just mental approach. And I know at this point in my career, my swing's not going to be much different. Even if I feel necessarily good or bad some days, I think if I go watch a video, my swing will probably look pretty identical. So I think it's more a mental approach.
So they haven't really come at you with any big adjustments yet?
No. Most organizations, for the most part, from what I've understood, is the first year they just kind of let you get your feet wet and get acclimated to pro ball. And then once we get to instructional league, then they'll kind of tinker with me a little bit. And that way I'll actually have something to work with or work on in the offseason.
Yeah, it makes sense. So when you first found out you're going to the Pirates, I'm sure you probably studied them a little bit, got to know them a little bit. Are there any hitters in the organization right now, any level, that you kind of see yourself kind of modeled after or that you might have admired?
I really like Corey Dickerson. I really like him just because, I mean, he's a left-handed outfielder. He's consistent. He hits for power. He can use the whole field. He just goes about it the right way. He's a JUCO grinder, you know. So he's from the South like me too. So
his plate appearances, like, always.
Yeah.
You can almost script him out if you wanted to.
He grinds it out, and he really shows what it's like to be a professional hitter. So I really enjoy watching him hit.
So what's your relationship like with Kieran? Because I think this is his first year for the Bears
right.
as well. So you guys are kind of starting together. Has it been a good relationship? You know, obviously it is probably pretty good. The results speak for themselves. But, I mean, how's that been overall?
Good. I know that I can, you know, go to him about anything, whether it be on the field or off the field. And he can trust me as well. I think we have a pretty good relationship as two grown men. It's more two grown men and as friends more than, you know, player coach and at least off the field stuff. But
yeah.
During game, like, I know I can, you know, ask him questions and he'll give me straight up answers. So that's really been big for us.
Sounds like the trust is already there.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Good. So this is kind of a weird question to ask someone, but what do you think is your biggest weakness right now? If you had to pick something.
Right now, just the strikeouts. I think for, you know, being a top of the lineup hitter, the strikeouts should be down. So I think, you know, especially in the offseason, I'm going to work on, you know, taking some of the swing and miss out of my game. And I'll be hitting off a lot of breaking balls in the pitch machine to work with that. But, yeah, I think if the strikeout rate should be lower than it is.
Okay. So just generally speaking, like, if you fast forward a couple months and the season's over, what would a successful first professional season look like for you?
You know, really, I don't want to dive into the numbers too much because that's not what it's all about. I think batting average is a pretty overrated stat just because
yes.
There's so many guys that hit the ball hard and just line out all the time, you know, myself included, I feel like. So mainly just, you know, staying productive, staying consistent for my team. That would be just a successful first season. I wouldn't have to hit this many homers or hit this high of a batting average. Like, that doesn't tell the whole story. So I think about just, you know, go to the ballpark every day and play the game the right way and go hard every day, then I'll be satisfied with myself.
Yeah. Talked to a lot of guys, and it seems like as much as, like, analytics creep in and all this advanced stuff creeps in, it seems like a lot of guys are still thinking about average. So if you don't like average that much, you don't put much stock in it. Is there some number that you do put stock in, a little more than average?
On base. Yeah. On base and, you know, hard hit percentage. If I'm hitting the ball hard, that's all I can do as a hitter. So I'm trying to get on base and find barrels, and if I'm not doing that, then something's wrong. So if I'm doing that, then obviously, you know, batting average won't tell the whole story. So
that's true. I think that's about all I have.
All right, yeah. Sounds good.
Thanks.